of Transboundary Cooperation. Chantal, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I will make a really brief presentation on the progress that have been done regarding activities on the benefits of transboundary water cooperation. So as you can see, we have two main tools that have already been developed under the Water Convention to help countries identify, assess, and communicate the benefits of transboundary water cooperation. So this is the policy guidance note, which is a more conceptual tool and which provides tips on methodologies, and then a collection of lessons learned and recommendations that was prepared 3 years after, based on experience of applying the policy guidance note in three basins. So last year, these are the main achievements. In two basins, benefit assessment exercises were completed. So in the Kubango-Okavango River Basin shared between Angola, Botswana, and Namibia, a policy brief and a longer version, a policy report on the benefits of cooperation were finalized. The exercise on looking at the benefit was done in parallel to a process of looking at multi-sector investment opportunity analysis carried out by the World Bank. And actually, this policy brief takes out outcomes of both the multi-stakeholder investment opportunity analysis and the participative process looking at benefits of cooperation in the basin. And so currently in the basin, there is an ongoing process of revision of the agreement. And this joint identification of benefits can also help reshape the new agreement. And then in the Northwestern Sahara Aquifer System shared between Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia, also a participative process was carried out in 2019. And now we have a policy brief being finalized. The benefit identification was carried out in parallel to the Nexus assessment and actually takes into consideration this perception of the benefits of having the sectors also cooperating at the level of the basins, and this could inform the strengthening of the existing coordination mechanism. Next. So lessons learned broadly is that looking at the benefits jointly in the basin can both help countries which are at the preliminary stage of thinking about cooperation, but it can also help more advanced basins that already have an agreement and a river basin organization but that are looking at opportunities to strengthen cooperation. So what is next until the MOP? Basically, it's to still keep disseminating this methodology and this approach also through the ongoing projects and in the countries that are in the process of thinking about possibly joining the convention, either at the national process, looking at the benefits of cooperation, or at the level of the basins or the region. And there will also be webinars organized together with OCACOM and maybe also for the Northwestern Sahara Aquifer System to promote the findings of this assessment. Thank you.